Doris Francescini is 83 years old, but if you spent an hour with her, you wouldn't believe it. She lives alone in a beautifully comfortable home just the other side of the Brazos River Bridge on Highway 21, a home she shared with her husband of 50 years, Guy Francescini. Guy died 15 months ago. She honors his memory both by recalling their past and moving on with her present. What a past it was, though, that they shared, especially when they first met, both at GI's at Langley Field in Virginia.
I was a weather observer. See, Guy was a forecaster. That's how I met him. Weather reports came in code, and we would take balloon runs, which determined the height of the clouds and determine how far you could see visibility. Otherwise, they could close the airport, you know.
Doris had bigger plans for herself than being a weather watcher at the airfield. Before she enlisted, she had civilian experience flying a Piper Cub.
I was a good flyer, and I decided I could teach flying. I was better than the boys around there.
And she joined up with the idea of being a flight instructor.
A doctor will say, you're 5'4", you're in. Unfortunately, I was 5'2 and a half, and my friends were willing to stretch me, but I didn't think it would work.
So the Army said she was too short to fly planes, but she had a lot to do with the safety of those who did.
The weather would come in on the teletypes, and we would plot the maps according to the code, and there were, oh, I don't know how many symbols, a code for everything. If it was moderate rain or heavy rain, or especially if there were tornadoes, you would do those in red. We also did a visibility to see how far you could see, because if it was less than so much, the planes couldn't take off. The girls did all in the Army. You know, we worked 3 days of each shift, and we did everything the boys did, except we made coffee, too, you know.
After the war, Doris Francescini retired from weather watching, went into sales, but her husband Guy went on to get his master's at UMass and would later become the first ever recipient of a PhD in meteorology from Texas A&M, where he was a professor until he retired in 1984. Although Doris did not see combat, she knew of its horror and she even saw its reward.
I was on Times Square for VJ Day. I was on furlough with a friend of mine.
But like so many veterans, Doris's sacrifice was not so appreciated by those closest to her.
I remember going home, and my family weren't interested, really, in what I did. And my brother-in-law and my brother, they had a star in the window, but there was none for me. They didn't understand the whole thing. But they did send me a fruitcake one Christmas to somebody. The Sunday school class, they knew I was in the Army.
Well, we understand now, and there is still time to say thank you to Doris Francescini, would-be pilot turned weather watcher of World War II. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Meese & Kahn, Attorneys at Law, this is Bravo Brazos Valley.